Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one who has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Trinity Sunday, a day to celebrate our triune God, partnered with a wonderful passage from John's Gospel. Many children now are baptized with a biblical name, aren't they? But as yet, I've never heard of a Nicodemus. In Greek, it means a conqueror of people. And indeed, he was wealthy, an influential Pharisee, one of the chosen 6,000, the elite. He was steadfast in upholding the law, a member of the Sanhedrin, the supreme court of the Jews, dealing, amongst other things, with suspected false prophets. How amazing, then, that he should overcome his prejudices to seek Jesus, a homeless prophet from Nazareth, and talk to him about his soul. Not surprising that it was a furtive visit under darkness, hoping for an undisturbed private conversation. Nicodemus was a puzzled man, had many honors, and yet he felt that something was lacking in his life. And he was to become more puzzled. As a devout, respected Pharisee, he felt that his ultimate destiny was a fair certainty. But born again, in order to seek the kingdom of God? What did Jesus mean by born again? Now, there are different ways of understanding born again. But one of them is viewing it as a gift from above, something of God. In this way, born again was to undergo such a radical change that it was like a new birth. Unachievable without divine help. A gift through the grace of God. Jesus was suggesting a change in his inner life, known only to God. The prophets had spoken of the very experience Jesus was talking about. Ezekiel, Joel, a new heart I will give you and a new spirit within you. Afterwards I will pour out my spirit on everyone. And now Jesus was suggesting he, Nicodemus, had to be reborn of water and spirit. Nicodemus was incredulous. He shunned such an idea. He couldn't accept such a possibility. He made excuses that he didn't understand how this could be. "You don't need to," said Jesus. "Look what power of the wind can do. Do you understand where that comes from? Now, see what the power of the Holy Spirit can do to transform your life." And Nicodemus gradually realized that Jesus was inaugurating a new way of life to be lived. What does born again mean to us? It is as much of a challenge to us as it was to Nicodemus. Something must happen to us. Something we are unable to do in our own strength. Only when we allow God's grace to take possession of us, allowing spiritual transformation to take place, allowing a radical change of heart, attitudes, understanding, and actions. And the Holy Spirit is the one who will bring about this change as we open our hearts to the Lord Jesus and commit ourselves to his way. And when that happens, we are reborn of water and spirit. Water to cleanse our past sins. We are forgiven. And the Spirit's power to renew, refresh, and arm us for the future. We become a new creation. And why do we find it such a challenge? Because we find it hard to bear the truth. We don't want the light to shine on our rotten deeds. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Be a daily song in our hearts to be recreated each day. Isn't it right that we should celebrate the Trinity, so central to our faith? Picture in your mind the baptism of Christ. God the Father speaks, pouring out his being into the Son. His Son, listening to the acclamation of trust and belief in him and made ready for his ministry. And the Holy Spirit, the sign of the permanent indwelling of God, circling between them, flowing from the Father and filling and empowering the Son. And I love that idea of the movement, flowing between them. And we're also baptized into threefold name, and so will baby Finn. It's not a magical formula, but a pattern of life into which we are baptized. God's grace bestowed on us, his Son's life spent for us, and his Holy Spirit filling us with the love of God, empowering us and guiding us to our heavenly home. Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. The doctrine of the Trinity is not abstract speculation to which we give mental assent. The early Christians didn't invent threefold images to explain the God they worshipped. They simply accepted the experience that they had of God. The Trinity is a life to be lived by each one of us. Amen.